Blog Talk Radio.
Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra,
yeah.
Want everything extra,
that's right.
Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra,
extra.
Want everything extra, everything extra,
that's right.
Got a bad bitch and she extra,
extra.
Money, cars, clothes, and
that's extra.
Niggas hating on me cause I'm extra,
yeah.
I'ma go hard and keep it extra,
ah.
Extra.
What?
Want everything extra. Want everything extra, everything
what?
Extra.
What?
Looking like a pot of gold. Leprechaun stacking up treasure, I make it rainbow. Don't try your luck, I play Tetris. If I weigh it up, it better measure. Never mix business with pleasure. We can party hard like Mardi Gras. If you play me out, I still stretch her. I say I used to be a young whippersnapper. Now I'm all grown, I want extra. School of hard knocks, I got lecture. Learn to keep a tech on a dresser. Never fear, never fall. When them eyes stacked up against you, that's pressure. Nigga already know. When we air them out, yeah, we use compressors. I heard life was a contest, so I'm the number one contestant. Seen it all, done it all, can't impress them. She a dime a dozen, can't stress them. There's a couple things you're gonna have to learn. If they wanna leave, you gotta let them. There's a couple things you're gonna have to earn. Press the juice, big tools, go fetch them. Yeah. Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra.
Yeah.
Want everything extra, everything extra.
That's right.
Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra.
Extra.
Want everything extra, everything extra.
Right.
Got a bad bitch and she extra. Money, cars, clothes, and
that's extra.
Niggas hating on me cause I'm extra.
Yeah.
I'ma go hard and keep it extra.
Ah.
Extra.
What?
Want everything extra. Want everything extra, everything
what?
Extra.
What?
You made a platform, yeah, I know. Send an ovation, ask Bravo. This is Escobar, El Chapo. You don't got J, happy as Toronto. Got extra hoes, ask my ex-bits. Got extra cheese, I stressed it. Clearing out all fuck boys, roll a car before them, classy exits. If you dead broke, you a peasant. Don't trip on life, that's a lesson. Know some assholes, got it coming to them. Hit a lick, you be up in the present. Pay a head buster that you don't know, just to bust your head, and that's a present. Can you move in a room full of vultures? Can you walk amongst them poachers? Neutral mind state for the pole shift. Tell me, can you play your role? Ain't no place in your heart for material shit, homie. Don't you sell your soul. I'm finna get rich, but I can't forget. That's a lonely road. Know when to bunt, learn how to pitch. If you gon' sell baseballs, hope you mean what you say. It's inevitable, get your ass exposed. Extra stick, extra clips for the extra shit. Don't let them explode. Go extra hard, practice extra. I accept, expect to live life, motherfucker. Let a nigga explode. Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra.
Yeah.
Want everything extra, everything extra.
That's right.
Draco, hold them, pesos, everything extra.
Extra.
Want everything extra, everything extra.
That's right.
Got a bad bitch and she extra. Money, cars, clothes, and
that's extra.
Niggas hating on me cause I'm extra.
Yeah.
I'ma go hard and keep it extra.
Ah.
Extra.
What?
Want everything extra. Want everything extra,
what?
Everything
what?
Extra.
What?
Extra.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Saucy Saturdays. What's up? It's your girl, Pink Pink, in the building. And boy, do we have. Hi. What's going on? How's everyone's Saturday going? I hope it's going good. Mine's is a very good. Relaxing Saturday.
Good.
Relaxing. So I got a topic for y'all today. You already know I always got the topics. The topic of the day is, does body count when dating someone? Like, how many sexual partners? Like, will you not date someone if they have a certain amount of number of body counts? I got this question asked to me before. Honestly, yes and no. Okay. I mean, I know it's an adult thing, you know, it's your past, but I feel like if you're telling me you're like in the 500s, that's a lot of buddies. You're a morgue at this point. You're just adding bodies. I don't know if I can take you. I'm saying that that is a lot of bodies. But, you know, and they always be like, oh, well, you can never have enough. It's never eat a lot of bodies because it's their past. But yeah, but that's a lot of bodies. If you got like 500 bodies, you do need to sit down. And
you do
evaluate yourself. That's a lot.
Good gosh.
I was just like,
throw the whole organ away. Like, it's
the whole organ.
It matters. Right. For me, it matters to a certain extent. Like, yeah, half of me say, okay, the past is the past. But then the other half says, how can I compete with that? You know what I'm saying? Because maybe you're a full-on sex addict. If you got that much going on, do I need to even set myself up to tell you something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I always want to see, well, wanted in my former life to see test results. When's the last time you took a test? When's the last time you went to the doctor? You know what I'm saying? I was meticulous like that. So, body count, I mean, it's iffy for me. It's iffy. Like, too much is the turnoff for sure. But I just need to know if you're
down.
Like, are you itching? What's your history like?
I just think, like, you know, that's another thing, too, with people. Yeah, like, us females, we do stay in a doctor. As for guys, you don't really hear about much of doctor visits from guys. Like, you know, me, I don't know. Cause me and my doctor, we're one, okay? We talk about everything.
Right.
So, but guys, I think guys are more afraid of doctors, not just for what results or what is and what can't be, but I just think, like, the ideal guys think that I don't need nobody to take care of me type of thing. Like, if I'm sick, oh, it's a cure for that. How could you just kill people? Like, you know, all that. But fellas, go get your pee-pee checked out. Make sure it's in good health, okay?
Get it checked out.
Gotta check it out. Like, you got to. But, you know, another thing I think of as well is the fact that, like, okay, so you don't have that many bodies, but then it goes into how many have you had sex with unprotected?
Right.
And now you got to think of that scenario, too. But for, I feel like it's a double standard thing, because for guys, it's like, it's no problem. They got 50 bodies, cool. But when it's a female, they're looked at like this. You're just having sex.
Right.
And it's a double standard. It does suck, though. I mean, as a female, I don't know. It all depends on how long they've been having sex for, I would say.
Yeah.
But I would say, females, let's try not to hit the 50 mark, okay? Keep it low. I'm in no living.
Right.
What you got to do. But try not to hit that 50 mark. Because if you hit that 50 mark at this point, it's not good. Because then guys look at you the same way. But like I said, it's always different for guys than females. So, I don't know. We need some callers in. Call in. Tune in. We want to hear what you think about this answer. There's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion. Of course, you guys know the number is 646-787-8054. 8054. Call in, give us what you think for our topic of the day. Topic of the day is, does body count matter when dating someone? We want to know what you're thinking. I think we want to know what you're thinking. You know what song I want to hear? I want to hear that Boy Bye by Miss Butterfly.
She came in and she caught us up with how she's been doing. She gave advice on how she got out of that circle with PETA, and it was a really nice interview.
And that's what it is, because, you know, everybody just looks at her as that. Oh, you're the person
right.
caught up in the triangle love, but, you know, she is a mom. She does have a life outside of him. She does got stuff going for herself. Shout out to me and Butterfly. Shout out to you, baby, doing your thing.
Shout out to me.
We're
going to
get into her song real quick, guys. And we will
be
back. We'll be back.
I've been thinking about how I used to be down. No more cries, all laughing, I'm shining now. And when they said I'd be better, I wouldn't listen. Made it through the stormy weather, don't even miss them. Yeah, I bossed up, I took a loss. What? Matter of fact, I ain't lose nothing, instead he lost one. And now they're lying and I'm trying to get a piece of me, but I can start to explain I'm already happy. How you think you're gonna be good for me? All the talk about I need to be for real. What you got for me? Oh baby, I ain't gonna lie, I said I'm going up so high. So let's see if you can make me fly, treat me right like royalty. Unless you got it for advice in the PM when I'm a surgeon, looking at all of the fellas up in here flexing. What makes you think I'll be impressed by what you look like? I may be less than, but you won't get more than one night. Yeah, I'm good love, unless you could love me more than I love myself. Don't give me the hood love. I need a man who love me like they love Beyonce. Who gets to lose me, cause everybody else wanna play. And I ain't tripping, baby. But what I've been through is been crazy. Better recognize what you got in front of you. And I dare you to make that.
Yes. Shout out to Miss Butterfly one more time. Shout out to Amina Butterfly. I like that. I like that song. Very calm on a Saturday. Not bad, not bad. Of course,
that's a good Saturday.
That is. It makes you like, you know, want to vibe out. And it's a nice day to just, well, you know, I'm in AC, so that's a nice thing to listen to by the beach. Can't get in the water yet because, you know, it's not that type of weather, but it is a nice, it's nice weather right now. I want to be at somebody's beach already. Can't wait till summertime. So, let's go to some gossip. Y'all know I have to give y'all the saucy sauce. So, we're being told that Jocelyn Savage, who is supposed to be one of R. Kelly's many women who are still sticking by him, she is now saying that she told a friend that R. Kelly made her lie about the underage sexing, and he also said that he gave her herpes. So she has voice notes of him, I guess, saying that, you know, the herpes situation, and that he had her lie during the interview, and she didn't want to lie for him. So I don't know if you guys seen the interview between him and Gayle King, but during the interview, you know, the girls were being really nasty to her. And she said she didn't want to be that way, but that's what she was instructed to do. If it was up to her, she would have told the truth. Yeah. So.
Wow.
But she's now coming forward and saying, well, she told a friend, and her friend turned out to be telling anybody else.
Wow.
Yeah. That's interesting to me because it's just like, you know, you sit there and you just think, like, when you don't think R. Kelly can do anything else, you just and you want to play victim for it, you can't. And you know that there's drama going on right now with Erica Mena, Rich Dallas, and Safari. Rich Dallas kind of feels a way about Safari and Erica Mena being engaged or even dating.
I think that's weird to me.
Rich feels like Safari should have told him that he was going to date Erica. And Safari feels like, I shouldn't have to tell you who I'm dating. I don't have to tell you who I'm dealing with at all. So, I don't know. They're happy, you know. They're happy. Let them be.
Right.
Nobody ever want to see anybody do great. And that's the sucker's part of it all. Because when it comes, like, to anything else, fine. But isn't he supposed to be dealing with Mariah Lynn? But I think that's kind of over after the reunion show. So.
I just feel like they let them be. Like, if you moved on from Mena and you moved on from Mena, why are y'all so mad that Safari is with her? Like, what is the problem? Like, that's stupid to me.
Bro code, supposedly. But prayers out to Cardi B, guys. Cardi B is in the hospital over complications with her butt implants. Listen.
Uh-oh.
Guys, listen, love your body the way it is. Love the extra fatness. Love the extra, listen, love it. Just love it. Deal with it and learn to love it. These surgeries are not the way to go. They are getting more and more dangerous. Too many of these celebrities are now ending up in hospital and having these complications because of these things. It is not a game. It is not a game. So she woke up and she was having a really, really bad migraine to the point like she had to go to the hospital. But, you know, prayers out to her, but some butt implants are no joke.
They're no joke. That's what happened to Kay Michelle. She was having, like, a lot of headaches at first, and then it led into other things.
Yeah, definitely. But Kay Michelle now, she just had a concert, actually, and she's out there strutting off her new, her surgery, her new body, I guess.
Yeah, because she got the implants out.
Mm-hmm. She they said that she always had, like, they said she always had body. You know, they said she always had body. She always had a butt. I guess she just wanted to enhance it more. She looks good to me. I just, I don't know. I don't know. I just can't. Me personally, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's definitely to each his own, but I think you need to think twice about putting foreign materials in your body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get the fat taken from your stomach and put back there, it's fat. You know what I'm saying? You can work it out to dissolve it. You can shape it. It's fat. You know what I'm saying? But y'all getting fixer flat and silicone and all these other things, your body's going to reject it eventually because you can't work together.
Right. So for my women who love basketball wives, good news and some bad news. Good news is, of course, they're coming back for another season. Bad news is Jennifer and Tammy have both been fired and will not be on the next season of Basketball Wives. So they've been fired for two different reasons, though. Jennifer was fired, but Jennifer was not invited to come back. They said that she was very difficult to work with and she didn't want to participate. And that you can see it throughout the season. She didn't really want to participate. She didn't want to be in part of, like, scenes or the film where she needed to be. It was very hard to deal with her. Tammy, however, they said they are firing her for money reasons. Why? She upped her price, and they said she wanted too much money, so she had to go. So Evelyn So Evelyn and Shawnee will be back for next season. Malaysia will be back. Kirsten will be back. Cece, and of course, OG. They're all returning, but there will not be any Tammy or Jennifer. They also will have a new face. Her name is Vanessa Sakir. She is the wife of basketball player Robert Sakir. So they'll make their debut as well. So she's a Lakers basketball wife. She's going to be appearing on the show.
Okay, okay. That's what's up.
So, you know, I mean, if it works, it works. But I don't know, I like Tammy on the show.
I do too, really.
But maybe it's their time to branch off again.
I don't know. I guess. I like Tammy on the show too. She's an original cast member, so, you know, she belongs.
And she's really
there.
Yeah, she really was a wife. Because, you know, like, now these shows, they're not wives. They're ex-wives.
Right.
They're dating. So that's why we kind of, like, mix most of it's like, well, none of y'all were really basketball wives. The only person who considered really was a basketball wife is Shawnee. Evelyn, you just dated someone. Like, actually, it would be Shawnee and Tammy, I would really say. Shawnee, Tammy, and, of course, you know, Crazy Jackie. Those are people who, you know, were married to this for a time. Jackie's still married. She get married every year. It's crazy as hell, but all right.
Right.
But to each his own. And I don't know. But, you know, guys, I guess love is back in the air for Big Sean and Ariana Grande because they are dating again.
Ooh.
Okay.
They're cute together to me. They're little.
They are.
They're both little. So I think that's cute.
But it was like, you know, now everybody's questioning, like, did she ever really love Pete? Because, you know, they were actually engaged. And then after the death of her ex, Mac Miller, everything took a pause. And then from the pause, it just, their relationship ended. So now everybody's questioning that. Makes sense, but love is love. You can't stop that.
Love is love.
I'm here for it. So we finally got to see on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta, Angela finally talked about it.
Oh yeah,
he finally
that's
got
the death.
Yeah,
of,
he finally. Finally got to see, you know, what she was talking about, and finally got to see how she was feeling. A lot of people wanted to know, like, you know, how is she feeling? How did she handle it?
Right. And I saw it, and you could see, like, a couple of times she wanted to break down, but she held it together. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to go through with cameras all in your face. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like finally her and Romeo were going to establish something. And now, of course, this knocks her back emotionally.
Right. So fans felt like after that episode here, fans definitely went to Twitter and were saying how that the way that they were discussing was really disrespectful because, you know, people were asking questions. They were asking, like, oh, like, was this an inside job? Was this a drug thing? So people felt like that was really disrespectful to be being said or questioned about some people on the show. Because, you know, they were just Angela and her friends, and they were like, you know, that's real disrespectful, like, for his death, he to be discussing that.
Yeah.
But you just see how strong her siblings are, you know, regardless of their big over their own thing, but you see how her siblings definitely just was there. And they just, it was a thing where people were feeling like Romeo was trying to overstep his boundaries still after finding that out. But I don't think he was. I think he was just trying to be a friend to her in the time. So.
I agree.
Well, we don't got no callers in. Where's the callers at?
No.
I thought
all
my callers was turned up. I'm starting to think that my callers be going out.
Yeah.
Up way too much.
Yeah, because they all hit the inbox after the show or the next day. Oh, I want to answer. The show is over. The show is over. It's a wrap for you. So, what we're going to do is get into some drops and get into some more music. It is Saucy Saturday, so make sure you guys are calling in to kick it with Tank on the sauce. We'll be back.
Yo, this is Beastie. Too much sauce. It's Saturday. Get it in. Let go. This is the stage.
Damn, son! This is too much sauce! We Quaid Shound on the stage radio!
Mama should, minding my business, care of these kids, don't need no drama, I'm good. trying to stay in my zone, not trying to pick up this phone right now. I'm just focused on me, myself, and that's all I got in the air. Cause when it comes down to it, ain't nobody with it, and I won't let you hit it up. Say, what's your intention for wanting me? Not helping me out, you're just holding me up, giving me false advice.
Shout out to China Vaughn.
Yay. Shout out to China Vaughn. I like that song. I like it. I listen.
Yeah, I want y'all music heard. You know what to do already. Okay? Send it in.
send it in. You want your music to be heard, send it in, and we'll do it for you. But make sure that it is a good mastered cut. Please do not send us any distorted music because it will not be played.
It will not be played.
I cannot tell you how many times we get distorted music. The song could be amazing, but if it's distorted, it cannot be played. I'm sorry. It's not us. It's you.
Now, that's funny. How you been, though, Tink? Like, you been MIA a little bit?
All right. So, I just had a moment. Like, you know when people test you so much when you're trying to get right with Jesus. And that's happened to me. So, that's why I had deactivated my Facebook because I caught myself getting into what I call Facebook show. I clocked in and I never clocked out. And I was just on a rant going off.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how bad my rant was until I happened to go back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you need to deactivate your Facebook for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Humble yourself and then come back. Because I was so upset about so much. And it was like, you know, I need to stop. But I do realize the other day, you know, my problems, I'm going to handle them the way I want to. And everybody's not going to agree with that, which is fine. And everybody feels like, you know, well, I should be this way and I should be that way, which is your opinion and you're fine with it. But I'm happy with how I am. You know, I'm not going to change
right.
because it's suitable for another person. So,
right.
I'm getting older and I'm learning. It's a progress, you know. I think I still need to go to anger management just a little bit. But it takes time. And I'm okay
yes.
with that.
It takes time.
It does.
And maturity comes. And, you know, it was good that you said that. It's a lot of people who could benefit from stepping back.
It's hard.
From Facebook.
It's hard.
Well, Facebook crashed and it went down for hours and people lost their minds. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Crash on them. And I didn't know
yeah,
what
I know
to do.
Instagram is the same thing. I was really confused because I see everyone like, this is not happening. Life is just, it's over. And I'm just like, do y'all remember what y'all was doing before Facebook? Like,
that's the problem. They don't.
Yeah. Everybody's mind was just going everywhere. Like, what are we going to do now? You're going to live? Breathe? Those things?
Just hilarious. I was like, I didn't even know my son was six. Just hilarious.
She is funny.
She is cracking up. She's funny. And you know
like
she talks to the other comedian, Country Wayne.
Yes. First of all, I wanted to definitely get into him. I was watching one of his videos. He had me laughing. But he has 9 kids, right? And legit, all of his kids. Yeah, he has 9 kids. All of his kids are girls except for 2 of them. 2 of them are boys, but the rest are all girls. And you know, and mind you, the one that his latest one, he had like probably a few months ago. She's like, she's not even 1 yet. So everybody was questioning Jess Hilarious, like, oh, did he have a baby on you, or you know that whole thing, and did you willing to deal with somebody who has 9 kids, all the extra stuff. But she said, like, you know, she did have to take a step back because she didn't know she was going to be ready for that. But
right,
making it work.
You know,
they're making it work.
Again, I'm a fan of y'all.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, 9 kids? Shit.
9 kids.
That's
9 kids is a lot of kids. Sir, how can you pay any attention to me? With 9 kids, because I'm going to look at you sideways if you're not paying attention to your kids.
You might as well just, you know, start a football team. And then, you know, like, Jess has her one little bundle of joy.
Yeah. He got nine. She got one. That's like Little Mo's tribe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little Mo and her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Yeah, I'm happy for her. We can beat it. He ain't shit.
When she got with him, she just went all the way hood ratchet. Like, her other husband, she was really into the church or whatever, and maybe that wasn't her thing. Maybe she was just doing it for him. But when she got with Carl Dynamite, it was perks and perks and this and that, and I just felt like that was such a drastic change. Like, oh, Mo.
I know, it hurt because she didn't want to do that, but it's just like, you keep doing these things to her. And it was so crazy because she tries her best to cover up for him because she just knows that he's no good, but she has to hide it. Like, when they did the lie detector test episode, and basically she just was like, they were asking him, like, do you know who he was on the phone with? And she just was like, yeah, I know who he was on the phone with. But they're like, do you want to disclose? And she was like, no.
Right.
You could see on her face that she didn't want to. And then when the doctor asked the question, like, do you know how to beat a lie detector test? He got real offended. But you do.
Yeah.
You definitely do, because you beat it.
Yep.
I didn't know that Jacquees and Dreezy are dating. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so there's a video surfacing that Dreezy was performing, and she said, LOL, Bay said he not missing nothing I do when he's out of town. He's so supportive. She had one of her friends FaceTime him, so she's performing, and he's watching her performance through FaceTime. So it was like, oh, you know, that is really cute, and that's really nice. Shout out to them.
Right. Shout out to them.
I know their name. Excuse me. I mean, listen, if it works, it works. If it works, it works.
More power to them.
I think they would be a cute couple. Who knows?
I guess. I don't know. Jacquees, he just, I don't know. He's funny looking to me. He's funny looking to me. You know. I can't put my finger on it. He's just funny looking.
And guys, I think Kehlani is ready to drop her baby any day now. So we're waiting for this baby. Because she's been, this has been a long, I feel like pregnancies are very long, okay? They seem very long. And I feel like she's been pregnant for like 1,000 years now. I'm ready for her to drop this baby.
You know what makes pregnancies long? When you know about it from the beginning. Like, if your friend or family member is pregnant and you find out when they do, you're like, damn, you still pregnant, bro. But if you find out when they halfway through, you be like, dang, you dropped that baby fast, girl. Like, nope,
right.
In my time. Trust me, I've been there and done that. It's long when you find out early.
Yeah.
Long for the mama. I was ready to have mine. Like, good God, come on, little girl. Not yet.
I know.
Jeez,
it's like
looking
in their head. They're like, oh, you were the one. You were the one.
You were the one, honey. Sheesh. Yeah, babies are dope. I'm gonna give me a foster baby or adopt something.
Aw.
I am. Let me tell you something. Baby fever is real.
She doesn't like that too much.
She don't care. As long as she can be the big sister, she won't care. As long as she get to boss the baby around, she will not care. If I tell her she's not the boss, then she's not gonna like it.
No. Mm-mm.
But I was watching a movie
instant family. Oh my God, I just wanted to cry through the whole movie. It was good. It wasn't like a sad cry. It was like a happy cry.
Okay.
And I'm just like, and Beastie calls them the kids up the block. Foster kids or adoptive kids. He's like, you want to get one of them kids from up the block? Yes, I am. I'm going to get foster kids from up the block because it's a lot of kids out there that don't have a family, much less the other things that they don't have. But the movie gave me all the feels. So right now I'm thinking about that. I don't know if I'm going to go through with it, though, but I am thinking about it.
Good thing to think about.
I guess. I
think we're good with the what we have, but I'm right.
Up for discussion, ma'am. It's up for discussion.
Up for discussion. Not a yes.
Again.
Up for
discussion. Right, it's up for discussion. So, on the technical side of things, the reason why we're not seeing our calls or callers is Blog Talk says there is a delay for live show processing. So they may not even realize we are live right now.
Thank you, Blog Talk. You know you help you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to Blog Talk.
Gotta love them.
Gotta love them.
Well, you know what I want to hear?
What do you want to hear?
Up in the party.
You know what? Being that Blog Talk is acting up and our callers can't even get through, we can go ahead and take it out with this.
Yes,
social media.
Forget, social media is your royal Tink Tink. That is YAROYAL_Tink Tink. Probably by this week, guys, my Facebook will be active again. So, yes, follow me there on Instagram until I activate my Facebook. But don't forget to tune in Monday. We'll be right back at it right here on the Stage Radio. You already know it. Saucy Saturdays. Get into it.
All right. See you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah. I can see it in your eyes. You wanna ride with me? I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
You wanna ride with me? Yeah.
She got fed up in the party. Twirl, twirl, but she moving her body. Trying to get you fed, wine on me, baby. The way you're moving, you're driving me crazy.
It's your boy, beat the beat, man. Said she ain't had a good time in a while. Said she wanna let loose, yeah, and get wild. Yeah, I told you it's nothing but a thing right now. We can go 50-50, I can take the whole route. I can see it in your eyes. You like to smoke like me. So I'll be chilling on the building, looking down like a ceiling. When you asking one question for me, would you die for me, yeah? Let me ask one more, would you ride for me, yeah? Well, baby, let's go. I can see it in your eyes. You wanna ride with me? I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
You wanna ride with me? Yeah.
She got fed up in the party. Twirl, twirl, but she moving her body. Trying to get you fed, wine on me, baby. The way you're moving, you're driving me crazy.
When you dance, look at me in your eye. Beat on smooth, make you feel it on your thigh. Your ass on pump, game, no talk about no pie. My beat on Rambo, no talk about no slide. Whoa, I just picked her up. Wishing I could put my thing in her gut. You should see how shorty moving her butt. Shaking, scraping, now she can't strut.
Get it, shorty. Tongue all out, got you looking naughty. In your jeans, got you looking sporty. Shorty bad, you gon' be my little boy.
I can see it in your eyes. You wanna ride with me? I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
You wanna ride with me? Yeah, yeah.
I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes and the world's most beautiful smile. I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride. For sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map.
Just wanna make you happy.